Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here, a candle, on the bedside of children all over the world. The children tell me their stories of their adventures and the various things they do, and I carry the stories to other children everywhere. This evening, we're sitting at the bedside of a group of children. They're all in one family. There are four children all in one family, and there's two boys and two girls. And they're sitting around Tommy's bed, and they're saying, "Tommy, do you know what?" And Tommy says, "Know what? I think our family is the happiest, nicest family in the world." And Tommy says, "Well, that's easy to say, because that's true. We have the nicest family in the world." "Well, Tommy, what makes up our family?" "Well, our family is made up of us four kids, and Mom and Dad, and Grandma when she comes to visit, or our aunts and uncles when they come to visit, and their kids, their cousins. Our family is sort of a big thing, and our family also includes our dog and our cat. Our family includes everything that is us." "Well, what do you mean by that, Tommy? What do you mean it includes everything that is us? What is everything that is us? I wonder about that." "Well, everything that is us is what sort of things we believe." "Well, what do you mean our family is sort of things we believe?" The girls were kind of curious about that. They thought, "How can our family be what we believe, the things that we believe?" "Well, does our family believe that we like each other?" "Oh, sure." "Does our family believe that we treat our dogs and our cats with respect?" "Yes." "Oh, yes, yes, yes." "Does our family believe that we treat our mommy and our daddy with respect?" "Oh, yeah, yeah." "That we always do everything they ask us to do?" "Yeah." "That we know that our mommy and daddy are here to be role models for us, to show us what is good and beautiful and how to live a happy and good family life?" "Oh, sure, sure, sure. That's always true. Mommy and daddy are always showing us how to live a good, happy family life." "What do you mean?" "Well, daddy said at supper table tonight, he said, 'Okay, everybody, we're going to try something a little different.' And we all thought, 'What's coming up now? What's coming up now?' And daddy says, 'Okay, now, let's all hold hands.' 'Oh, what's this all about?' And so we all held hands. And we said, Dad said, 'Okay, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love.' And the girls had their eyes open and they were looking around, and the boys were no better. And Mom was looking to see what we were doing. And Dad sort of had his eyes closed and he lifted up his head and he said, 'This food is healthy for my body and filled with love.' And we all said, 'Okay, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love.' And then Dad says, 'Okay, now, each one of you, I want you to say something nice about somebody else in the family, not just Mom and Dad or the dogs or the cats, but about each one of you. So each one of you, choose somebody, some your brother, your sister, and say something nice about them. And I'll start it out. I'll start it out with Mom. Mommy always greets me with a smile when I wake up in the morning. Okay? Now, what are you going to say?" So one of the girls looked at her brother and says, "John's a good guy sometimes." "Mary, why did you put the 'John's a good guy sometimes'?" "Well, sometimes he's a good guy. And other times he's not a good guy. But really, Sometimes he is a good guy. Oh, well, that's okay then. Do you always say that, Mary? Do you always say that? Well, John's a good guy sometimes. And, all right. Now, John, what do you say? I think that Tom is a super guy because Tom always makes me feel good whenever I look at him because he's such a funny guy. All right. Chrissy, what do you say? Well, I think that John is a very super boy because John is such a nice, friendly person. And Mom, what do you say? Well, I think that Duke, our dog, is a great dog because he always minds and he always is doing happy things, making us all laugh and smile. And Dad, what do you say? Well, I say that our cat, Sweetheart, is just something special. Sweetheart crawls up on my lap and curls up and goes right to sleep and snores up a log and just tries to enjoy herself and make herself so content, and I don't mind it one little bit. But, Dad, why are we saying this food is healthy for my body and filled with love? John was wondering about that, and he asked his dad, and his dad says, well, children, this food is healthy for our body, or else we wouldn't eat it. And it is filled with love because Mom went to the market and she bought it with all her heart, and she picked out all the good stuff that she knew we'd all love, and she filled it with love herself. And she prepared it with loving hands, and she thoughtfully said, this is going to be good for my family. They're going to love it. They're going to enjoy it. And you did. Every meal that you eat at this table, you eat as though it is the most wonderful meal in the world. And it is the most wonderful meal in the world, but you made it that way. Dad, are you a role model? Chrissy was curious. Are you a role model, Dad? Yes, I am. Why are you a role model? Because I live my life so beautiful that anybody who looks at me and says that my life is what they'd like to do, then I am a role model for them. But I'm a role model because I like me. Now, I could be a role model in not liking me, too. And if I would go around doing naughty things, and that would be a role model, you'd all say, well, if Dad can do it, we can do it too. If Dad can say those naughty things, we can say them too. And, you know, in this family, we don't say naughty things, and we don't do naughty things. We always do loving things, and thoughtful things, and kind things. Duke, come here. Duke wagged his big old tail, and he came lumbering across the room, and he says, hoo, 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 you want me, huh? Oh, boy. And so Dad took his hand and stroked Duke, and Duke looked up at him with those big brown eyes, and much as to say, that's the way I like it. That's the way I like it. Yes, keep petting me all you want. And, of course, Dad petted him even more. But that's the way it goes. We think our thoughts. We have our role models. And Dad and Mom are role models. But Mary and John and Tom and Chrissy, they're role models too. And Duke and Sweetheart are role models too. Sweetheart is curled up in Daddy's lap there, just as content as could be. And Duke is wagging his tail, and anything in reach gets bumped away. He's not doing it to be mean. He's just so happy, just so filled with joy. That's the way we like to be. John explained that to everybody. And Tom listened. And he said, I agree. I agree 100%. And Mr. Candle spoke up and said, boys and girls, see the window there? There comes Mr. Sandman. He's bringing his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it on all of you so that you have happy, happy, happy dreams. Now, you get yourself ready for bed now. Jump in and call to your mom and dad. Say, Mom, Dad, come, give me a hug. I'm ready to go to sleep. And Mom and Dad will come over and snuggle you and huggle you and say, Have happy dreams, my loved one. And you have happy dreams. And know that this is Mr. Candle. And I'll be back another day to talk to you about some more of your adventures and maybe tell you a few that I hear. So have a lovely night, have wonderful dreams, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.